Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf, where I'm Sachim Daf Mimhei. I want to share with the listeners that this Daf, it was one of the more difficult Dafs to find a real Machshava on the Daf. The Daf has no Agata, and there's no sentence over here that relates to anything which has to do with Machshava. But B'siyata D'Shmaya and B'schus HaRabim, the schus of each one of you who listens to the Shir, I was Baruch Hashem able to find something gevaldik that connects the daf and it's mamish on the daf. So we'll start by mentioning that on the Mishnah Amud Aleph, there is an Arizal that comes to speak. What does it mean? Botzek besidke areva, the dough that goes into the cracks of the areva. There's a sefer called Likutei Hashas LaArizal, and on Pesachim there's only four or five small shtikel Torahs. One of them is in this Mishnah, but it's very, very Kabbalistic. Very hard to understand, so we're not going to focus on that today. What I want to focus on, which is really connected to that discussion, is the Gemara in Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that if you have two halves of a zayis, and you have a small chutzel botzek, a small strip of dough connecting them, so then if you pick them up, they go together, so you have to get rid of the chometz. And if not, so then you do not have to get rid of the chametz. And the Gemara continues to tell us that that's only if it's in areva, in that large bowl. But if it's in the house, so even two small kazeis you need to get rid of. So I found that the Tur Berekes is a sefer that was written by Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyen, who was a big mekubal, who was a Talmid of Rav Chaim Vital, and he wrote a sefer on Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim. And there he goes to explain al pi kabbalah, al pi machshava, the oimek of the halachas of the Shulchan Aruch. So he says over there in this halacha, the two chatzik hazeisim, so the pshat is like this. We know that chametz refers to the yetzer hara, as we mentioned so many times in these shiurim, and refers to the bad in the world. But in order for something to be really bad, it needs to be a kazais. Chatzi zais, half a kazais, means it's not really bad. So says Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyen, Chatzizayis refers to an aveira that's done b'shoigek, it's done by mistake. It's not a real aveira, it's only half an aveira. That's what a Chatzizayis is referring to, and that's why Chatzizayis in general is fine. Chatzizayis, if it joins in a big ka'ara, big areva, it can be part of the areva. It's not so bad that a person has some things which is not perfect. But when you have two Chatzizayis in, you have now two aviras b'shoigek. So then the din is that if when you could pull them together, you have a small strip of dough that connects them. Meaning these two aviras are not separate aviras, but they're actually one that leads to another. So he quotes the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, that the Rambam says, up to two aviras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is moichel, gives up. He allows an individual to do two aviras, but then in the third one, that's when you start judging him. And the Rambam says that when it comes to the tzibur, then you have three aveiros. There's up to three aveiros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is soivil for the tzibur. So for individual, when you have two aveiros, b'shoigek, but they lead to each other. Each one brings, building up to another. If they connect to each other, then it's a problem. Then you need to do tshuva on that. Then you need to get rid of that chametz. And that's only when it's in the areva. So he says, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyen, two explanations. We'll focus on the first one. The areva refers an individual aveira. It's in your own small pitcher. This old small pot. It's your pot. It's your individual pot. There, if you do an aveira and you do another aveira, so if, as long as they connect to each other, then you have to do tshuva. If they're not connected, two aveiras b'shoigeg is fine. It's fine in terms of the isur chometz and getting rid of it. It could join a person's avoida. But if it's in the house, meaning it's in a public place, it's not in a small pot. It's out there where people are, meaning it's an aveir that's done by Rabbi, that's before some, that a lot of people are joining into it. Then even if the two chatzizaisim are not connected with a strip of dough, each one stands on its own, it's already a problem and a person needs to avoid it. You need to get rid of it before Pesach when you get rid of the chametz. Reb Chaim HaKoyen continues afterwards to explain the part of the suffix of the Gemara when you have two half a kazais, one half kazais in the house and one half kazais in the aliyah. Question if that's a problem or not. So he says that refers to, what does it mean, Afrika Zayis Ba'aliyah? Refers to the Itzahara of Gaiva. We know that Klape Chutz, to the outside, Etamir Chacham needs to have a little bit of a Gaiva. It's called Shminis Shebeshminis, something he needs to have. And that's a discussion of the Gemara, should Etamir Chacham have a little bit of Gaiva or not? So that's what it refers to over here. You have a Afrika Zayis of a different Aveir. You have a Afrika Zayis, which is the up there Ba'aliyah of Gaiva. Does that join together to be a problem? Do you need to fix it and get rid of it in Bir Chometz? But the bottom line is, the Chatzi Zayis refers to an Aveir B'Shoikik. And as long as there's only one, it's not connected to others, that's part of the Adam. The Adam in Tzadik Asher Aseh Tov V'lo Yechto. It's always something, a person is not perfect. But when it starts building up to something else, that's when you have to get rid of it. And that's part of the Bir Chometz that we have in Pesach. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shalva email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.